Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is our friend Joel Skousen. We're going to be talking about the issues that Joel covers in his World Affairs Brief. So without further ado, good morning, Joel. How are you today?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you.
Why don't you pick up the story?
Well, this week I am commenting on the President's massive proposals in his State of the Union address, his We Will Recover pipe dream, as I call it. He said, we will rebuild, we will recover, and the United States of America will emerge stronger than before. I think this is going to go down as something akin to President Bush's mission accomplished banner. It's too premature, and we haven't even hit bottom yet. And even if we, when we do come back out of this, it will be through massive inflation, and thus people's real earning power will be likewise destroyed on the way up.
And
so there's
their lifelong savings and everything that they put aside for their retirement will be destroyed in that inflationary spiral. And President Obama has to know that the agenda is globalization, and globalization means lowering the living standards, transferring America's manufacturing and wealth to other countries. So why is he trying to tell the American people that when we come out of this, things are going to be better than ever before, when there is an agenda and he's going right along with it? When Congress talked about Buy American, you know, we're going to have infrastructure rebuilding, but it's Buy American. And yes, Obama says, yes, Buy American, as long as it goes along with the existing laws. And, of course, the existing laws favor that we buy our products from overseas and other countries. So go right ahead.
Well, when you're shoveling as much money out the door to foreign countries as we are in this bailout, it's going to be those people buying American, not us.
Right.
In other words,
the jobs are going to be over in China and Malaysia and Mexico and Brazil and Taiwan and Japan, but they're not going to be jobs here in America for the steel and other things, because Obama would not allow that to be specified. It all has to be bought here in America.
Well, my point, of course, was that when the dollar is going to diminish in value through all of the inflation that's occurring, that people tend to look to buy things now with it before it becomes more worthless, and that means that's what will eventually cause inflation here, is the coming home of all these, you know, there's more than $100 trillion of dollars floating out there in the outside the United States, and when they come home to roost, people trying to get rid of them by buying actual materials with dollars, it's going to be inflationary here.
It sure is,
and that's what's going to destroy the value of people's savings, as you say, everything on the way up. Now, a true recovery could only happen if the United States government and people were willing to take dramatic and honest steps to instill true fiscal and economic restraint upon the nation. Stop spending, no more deficits, no more foreign aid, no more welfare. Create a solid gold-backed currency. Let the insider speculators fall and drop all regulatory and tax requirements related to employment. Now, this one last one is very, very important, because regulatory and tax costs of employment are the number one disincentive to hiring in the incipient phase of small business growth. And the number two reason, I repeat that, it's the number two reason why employers seek to take jobs overseas is because, you know, of the hassle of dealing with American law relative to employment. I mean, not only do you have all of these anti-discrimination hiring things, you've got to be looking over your shoulders. You also have, taxes to pay, to fill out. I mean, think of all of the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of employees for domestic household use could be used if you could hire them without having to pay Social Security on them, and workman's compensation, all these other things which are supposedly to help the workers, but in fact they deter employment, especially at the base, the very base where you're trying to start a recovery. Is this stops people from hiring people because of the draconian measures they have to meet.
And of course, I think another major issue would be to stop giving the corporations that go overseas a tax break so they don't have to pay any income tax like the rest of us, that would encourage those companies to come back here, especially if you had some sort of a tariff on them bringing their products in from overseas. But we're encouraging our corporations to move overseas by removing our tariffs so they can produce things overseas and bring them in here and undercut the competitors. And also, no taxes. You know, if you tax something, people don't want to do it. If you give people a tax break, why are they going to take advantage of it? And the fact that we do not tax our major corporations when they go overseas, and Barack Obama knows that, and he keeps talking or referring to this, but he's not going to do anything about it.
Well, the good thing about these changes, put all together, that they would create obviously a financial tsunami for about a year, but we're going to get that anyway. But at least it would create, and I want to emphasize this, honest expectations for legitimate future growth. That growth would be slow. It would be steady, and it would be stable. When the government gets in there with an engine of monetary creation, it pumps up irrationally high, fast growth, and everybody grows by debt rather than by savings. And when you do that, you create bubbles. And when you have bubbles, you eventually crash. Now, that's the kind of recovery we need, is not another bubble, which is what Obama is creating, which is destined to crash again someday. Although, eventually, this next bubble is going to run right smack into war. And war is what's going to pop this next bubble. And if you think we're going to have hard times this next year because of increasing unemployment, it's nothing compared to the war that's coming that these people have in store for us. And naturally, when you have tough economic times and things, it causes people to look towards more centralization of government, and that's the main thing that's occurring. Well, this nation is quickly out of the exigencies of financial need, turning into a bunch of socialists. There isn't anyone decrying the unconstitutional nature of this Obama bailout of the states. There's absolutely no authority for the federal government to be giving money to the states. And there's absolutely no economic or financial rationale of why states that have been responsible and kept within the budget should now having to be subsidizing states like California, which are $40 billion in debt. And, even states like Utah, through a liberal Republican governor like Governor Huntsman, are taking the bailout money, to ease the pain, even though they're perfectly capable of balancing the budget, and they already had proposals to balance the budget in Utah, and yet he's going to take the money. Of course, wants to be a player in the future.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 3-spot per day special, or double your spots to 6 spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our No Frills 1360 advertising special, 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576. And tell me you want that No Frills tax deductible beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Yes, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about the fact that this bailout can't work by creating another bubble. It's proving the old Austrian economic adage that when you bail out the economy with an increasing amounts of fiat money, you each subsequent boom-bust cycle is larger and more violent than the last. Now, that's the fundamental law of economics that cannot be overcome by any amount of bailout, and it is bearing down on us like a future tidal wave. These violent boom-bust cycles now are just getting huge. I mean, think of the exponential increase in the bailout that was necessary this time compared to, you know, previous bailouts. And we're talking about $10 trillion now, and it's not even close to stopping the problem. And, of course, this week in my World Affairs Brief, I'm going to concentrate on the current tidal wave of bad legislation that the Democrats have tucked in under the cover of this crisis. And there's no bigger one than the gun control issues that are looming. But before I get to that, let me cover the issue of the problems mounting in the bailout. Monetary powers outside the United States are simply not buying into our bailout with the same alacrity that naive Americans are. According to Bloomberg News, Asian investors won't buy debt and mortgage-backed securities from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac until they carry explicit U.S. guarantees similar to those given on bonds issued by the Bank of America Corporation or Citicorp. Now, these two banks are still in deep trouble, even over the, after the billions they've received from the government so far, and they're going to be getting immediate additional bailouts even before the government does this so-called stress test to test the ability of the banks. They're already that bad. So the risk apparently for the foreigners now are too great without a pledge that the U.S. will repay the debt no matter what. And boy, talking about increasing our liabilities, wow, that's what we're looking at. Anyway, overseas resistance may hamper U.S. efforts to hold down home loan rates and shore up the nation's largest mortgage financial companies. Even after Barack Obama vowed on February 18th to sink as much as $400 billion of capital more into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, doubling the original commitment. There's a concern, said one of the spokesmen for Japan, that there's no guarantee there, and we won't do anything with U.S. debt without guarantees anymore, with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac anyway. Well, the latest bailout also just is flat out a blank check for the 19 largest banks. When you look into the details of the Obama bailout plan, we shouldn't be surprised to find out that the top 19 banks are going to get essentially an unlimited line of credit, and the rest of the banks, Dr. Stan, are going to be allowed to fail so that the big boys can pick up the pieces. You know, it's just unconscionable what they're doing in that regard by simply, telling everyone, well, we're just going to bail out the biggest. Now, the biggest, of course, should be able to handle the problems worse than others, but they're not. And
Joe, I think we are seeing the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever occurred. And they're transferring the wealth of the American people out of the major banks, many of which are directly responsible for this. Many of them had money to lend, and they refused to lend it. and they precipitated this crisis, and this is what people don't want to talk about. You know, as if somehow a bank is too large to fail. If it's run incompetently, it should be allowed to fail. But we're not going to allow them to fail. And we are transferring the wealth of the American people and generations yet unborn to the very people who, in my estimation, created this whole problem.
Well, it's not a direct transfer. It's an indirect one, meaning that they're simply refilling the coffers at these banks, which, you know, were filled with toxic debt. They're refilling the coffers with paper money. They're not taxing the American people directly, but it's an indirect tax in the sense that it's the dreaded inflation tax.
Right.
They're watering down our money, and in that regard, it is a an indirect transfer of wealth, and still just as damaging. The insidious thing about it is it takes years sometimes for this to be felt, and everyone will blame who's ever in office when it's felt, rather than when it's happening. And of course, it started with George Bush. It started in 1913, of course, with the Federal Reserve. There is a tiny movement to try to get rid of the Fed. And Ron Paul is writing another book called End the Fed, and I think it's going to be successful. I think he's going to drive his next campaign. He's talking about running again. He's going to drive it on the basis of this monetary problem. But, you know, it's been amazing to me, Dr. Stan, to see how everyone's principles seem to evaporate in the face of a crisis. It is the Hegelian dialectic in spades, just what they have trained and predicted that American people would do, that in a crisis, rather than turn to principles, they will, in fact, turn to bigger government, and that's what they're doing. It's interesting, on a survival note, that a fair amount of these wealthy hedge fund managers who are now looking for their own bailout. Jim Rawls of the Survival Blog says that he's got two major hedge fund managers consulting with him now about looking for retreats in extremely safe, remote, and self-sufficient rural areas. Who can blame them? So the big boys know that something big is coming down the pike, Dr. Stan, and they're heading for the hills.
Well, that's what you've been anticipating for a long period of time.
Yes, and it's amazing how many of the people who retire from the CIA and high up in the FBI and other government are heading for the mountains of Colorado, and they're building huge survival retreats into the ski resorts so that they can have their wealth and their security too. But clearly, these establishment people wouldn't be building fallout shelters and bunkers if they didn't know that something big was happening. And I'm not talking about a little rogue missile from Iran. They know that a major war is coming. Now, in preparation for those, of course, I think that gun control is a major agenda of this administration, of every administration. The Republicans couldn't get away of doing that, even though these globalist wannabes who are masquerading as Republicans during the Bush administration couldn't get away with it. They would have had they been Democrats. And the Democrats are in power now, and they've got majorities in both houses, and they're going to stick it to us, I'm afraid, despite Obama's soothing words that, quote, he's not going to take anyone's guns away. Well, he may not claim that he's going to take the guns away, but he's going to sure register them, restrict them, and make sure they don't have any ammunition. Already, Attorney General Mark Holder said yesterday he's going to attempt to reinstate the assault weapons ban. He openly is proclaiming his intent to weaken the Second Amendment. They've lost the battle about reinterpreting the Second Amendment as a militia right. And, even with that, with the defeat of the gun ban in Washington, D.C., Chicago is still holding tight to its gun ban. And they're going to make everybody take them to court again. And, you know, this is one thing that I don't like about our judicial system is this thing called standing. And, you know, the Supreme Court, frankly, ought to pass judgment on any piece of legislation that comes out. It ought to be able to strike down these illegal pieces of legislation wherever they crop up without having to send individual people who are aggrieved by this through the expense of going to court. Someone ought to be representing the Constitution in any rather than, you know, and there's no law in the Constitution that restricts, unfortunately, it simply doesn't put in the language to direct the courts in any way, either to be the original jurisdiction on legislation that's unconstitutional or otherwise. And that's why the lawyers of the world have created all of this procedural law surrounding the Constitution that has, in essence, undermined the principles of the Constitution. And so, hopefully, in the conservative movement, we can work on that in the future. But one of the most ominous proposals is, of course, licensing and registration. And this equates to converting ownership of weapons as a right to a privilege the government can deny. If you have to have a license to maintain a weapon, the government can deny you that license. Now, we just had a partial victory in the Supreme Court, as I said, ruling that the Second Amendment was an individual right, not dependent on membership in the militia. But it also left the door wide open, and the Supreme Court deliberately intended to do so, to regulation and licensing, and stating that this does not prohibit reasonable regulation and licensing by the states.
Well, but what is reasonable? When did politicians ever act in a reasonable fashion?
Well, whenever you leave the door open with
right.
that title of reasonable, then obviously it's open to interpretation, and it forces you to go through all this expense. If they take the time, well, of course, it isn't the Supreme Court's place to write the laws, but the legislation should be written that specifically limits and interprets what is reasonable and what is not in terms of regulation. And that's pretty hard to do. But in any case, I think it's very important to understand that since the Obama administration is taking on and not challenging, not overturning any of the draconian diminutions of fundamental rights that we got during the Bush administration, we are at risk much more against tyranny in government, and that's all the more need to have the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Obama wants to retain the powers that Bush asserted. Even the practice of kidnapping people and transporting them to foreign countries to be tortured has been retained by President Obama, to the dismay of the Europeans, who, thought he was going to be their champion and do what's right. The civil liberties, as Paul Craig Roberts said, that Bush stole from us are now in Obama's pocket. Will it turn out that we enjoyed more liberty under Bush than under Obama? He asked. At least the Republicans left us the Second Amendment. The Obama Democrats are not going to return our purloined civil liberties, and they are already attacking the Second Amendment.
But that's because the same forces that kept Bush in power are the ones who put Obama in power. Until people understand that he really, I believe, is a puppet of the international elite, why, nothing's going to change. You can change the party in Washington, D.C., but as far as the policy, it's always the same.
Absolutely true. And, we saw that at the transition between the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, where Bush failed and refused to overturn any of the executive orders of President Clinton, and in addition failed to even prosecute the Clinton administration for improprieties and illegalities in the final days of the White House, including stealing White House memorabilia and furniture from the White House. And nothing, in my 30 years of political observation, never have I seen such devious, slick, backhanded innovations in the gun lobby and the media's determination to eliminate our right to bear arms. This is a broad-ranging collusion between every facet of the anti-gun movement: foundations, lawyers, lobbyists, administration, state legislators, and the media. It's almost like, after facing years of political suicide for even proposing gun restrictions, suddenly someone gave them all the green light, and they all are turning on the propaganda machine at one time. And nothing is more telling about that than the current state of media material, the media blitz that came out this past week, and it's like they all were in sync. ABC News started off with Brian Williams, gave big play to the Mexican drug wars. Everybody's touting the Mexican drug wars, and one aspect of that they're all using American weapons. In other words, the big message was the concocted story that almost all the drug gang weapons are coming from American gun shows. We have to close this loophole. Let me tell you the fallacies, or at least you know the story because you interviewed me yesterday, but let me tell your listeners the fallacy in this. The clips that they showed on NBC News of drug violence all showed Americans firing automatic weapons. Then they show a clip of a gun show with people buying assault rifles. And the assumption is, and they were saying, this is where they're getting these weapons. And so they show these assault weapons, but those assault weapons are not automatic weapons. Then they move to a clip to some law enforcement officer claiming to have traced Mexican drug weapons to a gun show in New Mexico. Now, that's impossible. Here's why. First of all, you can't buy automatic weapons even in a gun show without going through a licensed dealer with a paper trail filling out ATF paperwork for a license to have an automatic weapon. The drug dealers don't have ATF paper and licensed automatic weapons. They buy their automatic weapons on the black market. Second, the assault rifles shown at gun shows are not automatic weapons. They're semi-automatic. And there's no registration, so it's impossible for the law enforcement to claim that they've traced it to gun shows.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and perhaps get a free copy if they'd like to know what is good. And I would certainly tell people that I read this every week. It's a very important overview of what's going on with a different approach, the kind you're never going to get from the controlled media. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. It's controlled and has been for many years. And the purpose is not to reveal, but to conceal what's really going on. So go right ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's by a subscription of quite modest subscription price. And people can get a sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they don't remember that, they can go to worldaffairsbrief.com, and written all as one word. And it gives a synopsis of the current brief, and right at the end of each synopsis, it tells where to get a free sample copy. And I encourage people to look at the news stories we post every day. My research staff puts up the best of the news stories. They spend a lot of time filtering out so that you get only the least objectionable. They all have are missing key things. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't be publishing the World Affairs Brief, trying to fill in what they missed. That's how the media really effectively skews the news, is by omitting certain important points that would clearly change people's opinion if they knew it. So this is a very important aspect, as well as your work, Dr. Stan. People ought to always have alternative sources of news to fill in the details that are missing. And so that's www.worldaffairsbrief.com.
Well, we each have been called to do something different, and you write a brief, and I do talk radio, and fortunately you agreed to come on with us on a regular basis and share your information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the audience, you've got to get other people to realize that they're not getting the truth from the media. It should be so obvious. You go from major network to major network, and they're all carrying exactly the same stories so often. And if you begin to understand somebody is using the media to manipulate our reality. That's why you need to get them to listen to shortwave, to internet, and there you even have to be careful, because they have been infiltrated by the enemies of freedom as well. You have to learn who you can believe in, and I happen to believe in Joel Skousen, and I believe he's putting out great information. I knew his uncle, Cleon Skousen, and I've met his brother, Mark, and there are people who really want to preserve America. We hope you do as well, and you have to be involved. America has never been in the danger that it is today, and the danger is not in Moscow, and is not in Beijing, and is not in Tehran. It's in New York City and in Washington, D.C. Go right ahead.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Dr. Stan. This is one of the most interesting strategic things that conservatives need to do is that for the first time in 8 years now, they're going to start to resist government movements. And so it's an ideal time to rally around various constitutional organizations and try to build a new movement to reinforce and help out people like Ron Paul and others that are building new movements to help stem this onslaught, because it's much easier to gain converts to the proper position when you have an opposition as egregious as the Obama regime, and when you aren't being undermined by false Republicans doing the same socialist things that Obama was, but doing it in the name of conservatism. So,
and I'll tell you, when you see somebody who's being pushed as a conservative Republican, and he's on television, and he suddenly appears, and he's on YouTube, and everybody's saying, boy, this guy's right on, he's saying just what I believe. Remember, if he was really a real white, the media would not be giving him the coverage that they are, because they are creating the new leaders for us for tomorrow.
Yes, this collusion in the media is no more telling and evident than these stories about these anti-gun stories that are just sweeping every single day. They're on NPR, they're on New York Times, Washington Post. Everybody's talking about having to close the gun show loophole in order to keep Mexico's drug problem at bay. And I'll tell you, you close every gun show in America, and it wouldn't stop the Mexican drug trade nor its shootouts one iota, not one bullet less. That's how tenuous and stupid this connection is. But it's a propaganda plea, a big lie, if there ever was one. You know, and the establishment is deep into many of these things. You know, there's something telling when 18 states suddenly have legislation, identical legislation, introduced, banning reloading and mandating coded ammunition. This is a very sophisticated thing. Paul Baloney of the Charlotte, North Carolina Gun Rights Examiner says ammunition accountability is a fraud. It's pending in 8 states. It requires all ammunition sold to be micro-stamped with bullets and cases serialized for identification. I mean, this is incredibly costly, Dr. Sand, and they know it. They plan on making millions on it because the people behind ammunition accountability hold the patent to the machinery that's been developed to do this coding. And naturally, they want to end all reloading so that nobody can bypass this. They want to increase the cost of ammunition. And these are the people behind this organization. I think, personally, when you talk about all the millions of dollars they put into development and other things, that there's something bigger behind this little two-man company than just their people. So they're fronting for somebody. But the sky is not falling yet, as Paul Bologna said. While it is true that legislation has been introduced in 18 states, it's dead on arrival in all 18, having been buried in various committees. The closest it got even to a second reading was in Arizona, translated, the sky will not be falling on June 30th, but keep your eye on this ball, because it's indicative of the slick new methods that they have, you know, towards drumming. And naturally, I think that agent provocateurs will do another shoot-up of another school, and they'll try to trace it back to a gun show. They're incapable of anything. These people literally have no principles. They will kill people in order to get gun control in this nation.
Amen.
And, of course, then we're going to get more taxes for the rich on health care. It's going to be funded by major tax increases for those that earn more than $250,000 a year. And as I pointed out yesterday in one of your interviews, if inflation hits with inventions, we'll all be making $250,000 a year, and we'll be in the high tax brackets. This is where we're headed, of course, when you have this kind of inflation pouring in. Now, the rich that he's talking about already pay over 80% of all U.S. taxes, so picking on this tax the other guy group will certainly bring in a lot of money. But this concept of taxing the rich is a common tactic used to create class conflict, the us versus them mentality, which will only divide America more. This is not good for people to be thinking that we can point the finger at others and say tax them. But the establishment is extremely able at being able to avoid the pain of all these socialist programs to the American people lest they rebel. It's a magical formula to deficit spend rather than tax people so that they won't protest the war in Iraq. If we were paying for all of this horrible war going on there at the tune of $3,000 to $5,000 extra per person per year, the American people would be standing at the door of Congress saying, stop this.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen to wrap up this program, but there's a very interesting aspect of what he was just saying we want to cover when we get back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register, or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and Joe was simply talking about this idea. We're going to tax the rich, those who make over $200,000 a year. Those are the ones we're going to tax. Well, you remember a few years ago, they were saying, yes, you know, there are millionaires that don't pay any money, and we're going to come up with a program. It's called the Alternative Minimum Tax, and it's just for the very wealthy. I mean, why should they get away without paying? And so they put in the Alternative Minimum Tax. And then through inflation, why pretty soon we were all paying the alternative minimum tax. And the politicians say, shucks, we have no idea how that, why we never meant to raise the taxes on the people. Well, it's because we were talking a few minutes ago. They plan massive inflation in the United States. And right now, maybe you only make $80,000 or $60,000 or $50,000. But with inflation, you're going to be paying $200,000 a year. Very, very soon. And you know what? Why, you're going to be among those people who are going to be taxed. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. But do you think Obama is going to come and say, we're going to have inflation, I'm going to be able to, of course, increase the taxes on all of you people out there? Of course not. It's only for the other fella, never for you. But remember the alternative minimum tax and how they use that to increase the taxes on the common person.
And even the dreaded estate tax, you know, we keep inflating our way towards that, even though it's, you know, the estate has to be over $1 million now. Nevertheless, it's people are getting up there where normal houses are in that category. So these types of taxes are very evil, and ultimately I hope people wake up that during periods of unrest like this, this is the time to strike back and to garner our forces and join forces. Right now, I'm part of a new grassroots movement trying to finally get conservatives to realize that we need to take the original principles of the Founding Fathers and the Constitution and put it into tight legal language. One of the reasons for doing that, it's not, you know, out of disrespect for the Founders, but the Founders gave us all they could get in that language. It was a very argumentative convention. They barely got us the liberties that we got, and there were a lot of compromises made, including slavery and including, you know, not making states abide by the fundamental rights of man or the Bill of Rights. And so we got a lot of problems with states creating monopoly governments and state churches and other things like that, which, of course, engendered more federal power to clamp down on the states and other things. And right now, you know, none of us in the conservative movement want to champion states' rights. I mean, who wants to leave it up to the California legislature to guarantee our rights? There is no substitute.
Boy, they would take them away so fast.
That's right. But there's no substitute for actually taking the original document and principles and rewriting it in tight legal language so that it is all clearly. I mean, otherwise, you go and you talk about any constitutional principle to anybody out there in the street, or especially lawyers or legislatures, and they're immediately turning what you say around and interpreting it according to the way that the Supreme Court and case law has taught them how to do that all of their life. And in order to stop that process, you have to actually have new language and say, this is what we agree on. This is what the Founders agreed on. This is something we can bank on, and we need to educate people on what did we really mean? And there's a few additional structures we need to add to bulwark our liberty because of the sophisticated way in which the socialists have drilled holes in the Constitution. And so it's a very interesting legal project of how to plug those holes. And I've been working at this for the last 10 years, talking to a variety of good constitutional legal scholars like John Eidsmo, and who you probably know, and Herb Titus, and Bill Olson, and other really excellent constitutional scholars. And this is a project that I think your listening audience someday is going to be interested in. We're going to try to hopefully influence grassroots movements like the We the People movement, who are attempting to put together a major new Philadelphia convention sometime this year if they can ever get their act together, and hopefully dissuade them from going down the slippery slope of tax protest, which I believe is a trap. Even though they're right about the code being flawed, tax protest is a trap that's being kept open by the government by carefully, if you think about it, Dr. Stan, the IRS has never, ever asked any member of Congress to close or correct the bad language of the IRS code that allows for tax protest. And they could do so in a day. They could pass it. They've got the votes. Everyone, thinks that the 16th Amendment was passed and it's the law of the land, even though it was passed under very dubious, actually it wasn't passed, very dubious circumstances. But nevertheless, they keep this loophole open, or they keep this this code open so that it keeps drawing tax protesters in, and they put them in jail instead of clarifying the law. So, this is the type of thing that we need to school our people in, to be careful of the traps, to watch out for the problems, and then to, instead of parading around with lovely generalities about God, country, and patriot, let's nail down our liberty in tight legal language so that we have a means of judging good from bad law. Because it's amazing to me, in dealing with various conservatives, how many come up with half-baked propositions that don't really do what they think they're going to do. And it takes a great deal of working through these things. And believe me, if we get to a crisis, Dr. Stan, where we have a chance to lead, if we have a chance, if the majority starts to fail and this thing is coming apart at the seams, as I think we will, if we haven't got our ducks in a row, if we haven't got new systems of law based on the fundamental principles of the Constitution in place and legal language that we've agreed upon, that we've worked through, they'll take it away from us again, because they'll come to the rescue and say, oh, we know how to start government again, or we know how to fix this. And we'll be right back in the same place that we were before.
Well, people have to understand the Constitution. People have to care about freedom. This is the problem. Most people are more interested in, in who's going to win the Super Bowl or who's going to win the NBA than the values of freedom for which our forefathers fought and died.
That's true, and we cannot force people to turn away from the televisions, but I think that the crises of the future will force them to turn away. And that's why conservatives who are listening right now, conservatives, there's over 100 Restore and Praise and Honor the Constitution organizations. And we need to get these people really trained in how to do this properly. That's my feeling.
Amen. We're out of time. God bless you, Joel. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips,
this is Joel,
founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Pacific, I hope you enjoy our conversation with Joel, but as his closing point was, the importance of our Constitution. And that's why every month we have Pastor David Whitney on here talking about it. And if you haven't gotten a local organization working to teach people about our Constitution, what freedom's about, then if we lose it, you have nobody to blame. And your children will curse those who did not take a stand and allowed them to be taken into slavery, because there really are people here who want a dictatorship in the United States. My grandfather told my father about the cabal that existed back 95 years ago. It exists today, and these people control both political parties. If you haven't read Professor Quigley's excellent book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by a liberal college professor who was totally in sympathy with the idea we need a ruling aristocracy because you common people, you're incapable of governing yourselves. We need a one-party system with two branches. He says that page 1247 and 1248 of his book. And, of course, it's all about centralization of control over the lives of the American people. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the material that we have that will explain who is behind this whole movement to destroy the United States. And that, of course, is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. My talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. The talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. The material on concentration camps, the DVD, or the four tape set, or the certainly the material that goes with that. We have a lot of documentation, but better still, the concentration camp special, and you're welcome to copy any or all of that and get it out, because people need to understand there is a planned roundup of American citizens, and suspend the Constitution and put them in concentration camps. And when you get the concentration camp special, you will see the interview with Henry Gonzalez, a longtime chairman of the Banking Committee, making that statement exactly as I made it. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the plan is in place, and they are building the concentration camps. They are bringing the troops back, training them to take care of the American people. They're violating the Posse Comitatus Act. These people do not believe in the laws because they're above the law, because they control the wealth of our nation, because they precipitated this financial crisis. And if you don't believe it, well, if you get any of our items and you want our November and December newsletters and our January newsletter, why, we'll send them to you or go up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Pull down my November and December 2008 newsletters, and 2009 should be posted there, by next week, and get the information and then help us get it out across America. While we still have the ability to communicate, we're moving to a dictatorship, because there's a little cabal, and they work through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. There's less than 5,000 of them. They're fabulously wealthy. And, of course, they control the Bush administration and the Clinton administration, and they control the Obama legislation. And Mr. Obama simply says what they want him to say, and if he didn't, why, he'd be on a plane to Dallas, just as they killed President Kennedy. And if you don't believe they killed him, you need to get our four tape sets on the Kennedy assassination, where you'll hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking and things you'll never hear elsewhere. Great tape set on how they killed Martin Luther King, and then, of course, the information on USS Liberty. So much information. Help us get it out, and please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Lady Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box.